As the beloved God of gold speaks his heart to us, we offer him our love, our gratitude, and thank him for all that the golden ray and golden flame to this earth does for life. We ask him to clothe us in the blazing presence of his own heart's love and make us feel it always. Beloved ones of the light, as we enter into the release this hour, our greater victories and power of the golden ray and golden flame to the earth, I hope I may make you feel closer to me in my effort to bring to you the blessings that it is my privilege to bestow on the powers that come within the great golden flame and golden ray from the physical sun. Try to feel yourselves held within my sun presence. You may think of me always as a golden sun within which is my luminous presence. And the ever-pouring love that goes forth through the golden flame brings illumination to the mind and peace to the feelings. The golden flame and its radiation is the natural color within the brain structure of the physical body. It is the natural color of the radiation from the heart. And if you could understand that the power which that golden flame is, as it is drawn from the physical sun into activities of this world, is the peace that passeth the understanding of the mind, you may enter into that at any time that you give it recognition. It has many, many blessings that pour constantly to life everywhere. Within it is the great healing power that brings peace to the feelings and peace to the troubled minds of mankind. The natural illumination of the Christ mind to the people of this world is the golden light, as I said, within the brain. At the base of the brain abides a golden sun, which is the reserve power of the electronic force from the higher metal body drawn into the physical flesh structure to supply energy through the nervous system for the use of the outer self. The radiation of the light from the heart is gold, and the solar plexus should be the golden sun presence within the feeling world of the individual. For such it was in the beginning, and such it must become again through the purification of the feeling, that there may come into outer action the power of this golden flame and golden ray from the physical sun to the people of earth. This power of life flows constantly from the higher mental body down into the outer self. And we who draw that golden flame through the activities of nature are privileged to enfold each individual in what you might call a miniature sun of the golden flame from the physical sun. It is our pleasure and our privilege to ever leave this blessing around everyone. And sometimes could you see its light expand when you are happy and when your attention is upon your mighty I Am presence or the great heights of attainment of the ascended host. You would see that golden sun enfolding yourselves and breathing, as it were, in pulsations, extending around you like a golden atmosphere that has the peace commanding authority and power from the physical sun to the people of earth. If you give this recognition, you intensify its natural action in and around yourselves tremendously in every way. And so you may draw whatever intense power that you desire of the golden ray and golden flame in and around yourselves by conscious recognition and conscious command, conscious demand upon your mighty I Am presence and upon us for the more intense action and release of this greater power to compel peace in you and your individual activities, and to compel peace to the outer world. Then wherever you move, you manifest as the peace commanding presence just by your radiation alone. And the world needs that peace, beloved ones. Individuals need rest and surcease from the incessant demand and turmoil and activities of the outer life. So wherever you abide, you may become like oil on the troubled waters. You may become the power to command outer turmoil to be silenced and compel peace where distress seems to be. When the beloved Master Jesus used this power to still the motion of the sea, and when he said, "Peace, be still," he spread the flame, the golden flame, of the love of his heart over that substance of the water and over that energy in the atmosphere. And that golden flame took command and compelled peace. And so it is with you. The energy in the atmosphere about you is always subject to your conscious control as you understand more and more of the use of these great activities of the sacred fire. For they are the controlling power of the universe to govern these other elements and hold them in divine order to compel perfection to come forth into outer manifestation. So I am offering you the activity of the powerhouse of the universe. As you understand the necessity of holding harmony within yourselves and understand your responsibility for maintaining harmony, peace in the atmosphere about you, you open the door to let this golden flame act with greater power to control your affairs, to bring you its blessings, and to be the action of the great central sun magnet's love to draw into your outer use all the blessings of what you call physical gold. As you hold the golden sun of peace within yourself, as you dwell within a golden sun of peace, in the atmosphere about you, you make yourselves a magnet to draw more and more of the physical substance of gold into your outer use to give its greater blessings to the life around you and to produce the greater beauty and perfection that is the fulfillment of the great divine plan. Now, when you understand that the golden flame and golden ray are an individualized action of the great central sun magnet, you will understand why mankind has loved gold through the ages, why it has become the so-called standard of the outer world, and why, as a healing flame, it is absolutely imperative that the purifying power of the golden flame produce peace, produces peace within the feeling of the individual. Now, to unawaken mankind, just the possession of gold has seemed to be the control of certain conditions. But I assure you that mankind does not own the gold of this world. That should be brought to the attention of every intelligent being, because no unascended being ever placed the gold that is in the structure of the earth on this planet at all. You didn't bring any here when you came. You can't take any away when you go. It was placed here by cosmic beings who created it, who own it and still do, and who control it to the fulfillment of the great divine plan. So try to realize the inner power of the great golden flame of life, and know that it is the peace that the love of God's heart gives to life, that beauty and happiness may manifest to all life, for the freedom of all life. Now, in recognizing the inner power and cosmic illumination which the golden flame brings within the brain structure, you have a very marvelous way of quieting the mind, clearing the concepts of the mind, and keeping the door open for the uninterrupted ideas from your presence to come forth through the outer self correctly, without distortion, without delay, without interruption. So in thinking of your higher mental body, try always to realize it as the white fire presence abiding within the golden sun of the love from the heart of the electronic presence of the mighty I Am. And you, the outer self, should be also that purified presence abiding within the sun of the love from your mighty I Am presence, the love from the physical sun, the love from the great central sun. And if you can remind yourselves frequently that the light of this world is the radiation of the love from the cosmic beings who have given it existence, your constant recognition of the power of that love will enable it to act for you in your outer affairs and your outer conditions that will always bring peace. And when that harmony is established, then God is in action, releasing perfection for you. When you wish to hold peace in outer conditions, call for my presence, my luminous golden presence, and see whether my love will produce peace in your contact with your outer fellow man. You do not need to tell anyone who accompanies you. You do not need to reveal that I have a definite interest in your welfare. But if the golden presence of my love can assist you, I shall be very happy to render that service. Thank you, precious ones. But I plead with you, don't think of me just to draw physical gold into your outer possession and use. I would like to be of more inner service than just to supply you with finance. I have many other gifts that the gold of this world can give you, not connected at all with a commercial world. Isn't that a relief? Thank you, precious ones. And one of the most powerful blessings of my golden flame, of the love of my heart, is its healing power to bring peace to distressed mankind. And wherever I pass by, I can command peace to be held forever as I set my golden flame into action to bless the substance of earth with the peace of my love. And so it can be for you. If you care to have the flame of peace from my heart's love fill your homes, then ask that it be established there. And I will answer you. I can give it without limit. It's no effort for me to send the flame of my love to fill your home and to abide there forever. For my love can bless life, substance, and energy everywhere I command it to abide. So it has many wonderful gifts, wonderful activities, and wonderful blessings, to flood your world with the happiness that you've always craved, and which is nearer than breathing and closer than hands and feet. You know, you've been told by the great presence, the mighty I Am, and all the ascended host, prove me now if I will not open you the windows of heaven. I'll pour you out a blessing till there is not room to receive it. All these blessings are contained within these various activities of the sacred fire. You may have your world filled with those blessings just as well as to let the scorn of the outer world fill your activities with distress. You know, I am the neutralizer of distress. And I assure you, it's a great joy to see the shadows of distress disappear at my approach as mist before the morning sun. And after all, I am a son of the sun. And if I may abide within your world to illuminate my own heart's flame, will fill it with the blessings which my love is to life. So if you care to make your world the sun presence of my love to life, I think you will know a peace you've never had before. And you will feel a freedom and a mastery that comes only when that peace abides within you permanently. So let us go forward and have no more interruption with the peace which my heart's love offers to you to anchor the Sun of Peace to this world. When the great Elohim of Peace first dictated here in Chicago in 1944, he anchored a certain flame of his heart's love here. And today I am come to anchor my heart's flame beside his, to help purify this city and bring peace here for eternity, if there are those who love that peace enough to give it recognition. So I enfold you in the sun, the golden sun of my own heart's flame, and may its love be peace that surpasseth the understanding of the mind in you and your world, that you may give it to others and let it grow until it has become the world-enfolding redeemer of all on this earth, and peace that raises all into the ascension, spread its golden flame, its illumination, its healing power, and its enfolding love to protect you all and keep you at peace until the hordes of the shadows are removed from the universe and eternal peace takes its dominion where distress has seemed to be. I enfold you then in the miracle peace commanding presence of my heart, and may its glorifying flame hold about you a sun of such power, of that peace, that nothing on earth can ever disturb you again. May the song of my heart's love within that sun ever take you forward in the happiness of its heart that sets you free. Thank you forever. Beloved God of gold, thank you for the love of your heart and the peace you bestow. Make us a blazing sun of your presence and hold peace everywhere forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to those in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly from that limitless outpouring of such intense, victorious cosmic power, of the flame of love, the golden flame of love, from the heart of the God of gold, that it compels peace everywhere in this world forever. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the power and the peace of your own heart's golden flame of love. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, great God of gold, and all who govern the golden ray and golden flame to this system of worlds. Accept our heart's love and our obedience until that peace which your love is to this system of worlds floods the earth and holds perfection here for eternity. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, expand the unfed flame in our hearts. Compel it to expand till it becomes one with the sevenfold flame of thou. In cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it. And pouring into its distress, this great cosmic sun of the everlasting peace from the very heart's love of the God of gold, and all who govern that golden flame through this system of worlds, draw it into all outer conditions and compel the purification that brings that love and peace everywhere to all for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty, I am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the God of gold's great sunshine presence of eternal peace, blaze his love and compel peace to the earth forever. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, flood forth its boundless blessings of eternal peace. To those on this radiation, expand those blessings without limit till they cover the earth, to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey the heart center of creation, our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the love of the great golden flame of eternal peace to come forth and remove all else from the earth forever.